This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. In Yemen, it appears both the Saudi-backed government of President Abdel Mansur Hadi and the Shia Houthi rebels are moving toward peace talks and a ceasefire. The foreign ministry said Monday the government informed UN envoy Martin Griffiths, who's expected in the region Wednesday, will send a delegation to peace talks. Mohammed Ali al-Houthi, head of the rebel Higher Revolutionary Committee, tweeted that he wanted to announce his readiness to suspend and halt all military operations, including missile launches into Saudi Arabia. Abdelwahid al-Mabishi, who heads the legal committee of Ansar Allah, the Houthi political wing, said he remains skeptical of the Saudi-backed coalition that will stop its aggression. But Saudi King Salman repeated Monday Riyadh's support for UN peace efforts. Ohio State University Middle East analyst Alam Payin believes international pressure to end the four-year conflict is becoming to bear on both sides.
I think this is an international condemnation of the Saudi coalition on the one side and Iran's interference on the other side. Because Iran and the coalition of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and some other Gulf countries are attacking, and since probably about over 10,000 people have been killed, and the whole Houthis are facing some sort of starvation, mass starvation.
Payin said he believes war fatigue is setting in. Both sides realize there is no military solution. A UN Security Council draft resolution is said to call for an immediate truce in the fighting for the vital port city of Hodeida. The World Health Organization said the fight against malaria has hit a plateau after reporting more cases in 2017 than the previous year. The WHO said the number of cases last year climbed to 219 million, 2 million more than 2016. About 90% of all cases occur in Africa. The agency said malaria took the lives of 430,000 people last year. This is VOA News. Saudi King Salman, in his first public remarks since the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month, expressed support for Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is widely suspected of ordering Khashoggi's killing. The king made no mention of the incident or the allegations against his son. He praised the Crown Prince, who, as chairman of the Council of Economic Affairs and Development, has focused on preparing a new generation for employment. Meanwhile, the Saudi foreign minister called the assessment by the Central Intelligence Agency that the Crown Prince ordered the Khashoggi death false. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu avoided calling a snap election after coalition partner Jewish Home and its leader Naftali Bennett backed away from toppling the Likud coalition. Mr. Netanyahu said he told his coalition partners they must show responsibility. He said he was glad his efforts bore fruit, but his coalition still has just a one-seat majority in the Knesset, or parliament, after his defense minister and his party withdrew over the agreement to a ceasefire following violence with Hamas in Gaza. In northern Gaza, Israeli gunfire wounded a cameraman for the Associated Press and several Palestinians during protests near the border fence. Demonstrations have taken place in the same area on most Mondays since they were first organized in March over the right of return to land taken from Israel the blockade of Gaza. Australian police Tuesday arrested three men who allegedly were preparing to attack the public in Melbourne. Graham Ashton is the Victoria Police Chief Commissioner.
Whilst a specific location was not finalised, there was a view towards a crowded place, a place where maximum people would be attending to be able to kill a maximum amount of people as possible.
The arrest came less than 2 weeks after another man stabbed three, killing one in Melbourne before being shot by police. A gunman at a Chicago hospital killed a policeman and two others Monday. The gunman also died. It's not clear how. Rahm Emanuel is the city's mayor.
The city of Chicago lost a doctor, pharmaceutical assistant, and a police officer, all going about their day, all doing what they love. This tears at the soul of our city.
The attack occurred at Mercy Hospital on the city's south side. A separate shooting in Denver, Colorado, Monday left one dead, three others wounded. On Wall Street, big technology and internet companies tumbled, leading to broad losses on the U.S. stock market, with the benchmark Dow Jones falling nearly 400 points to 25,017. Investors also took note of comments by a member of the central bank who said it's inclined to continue with gradual interest rate hikes. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.